We started by looking at the background information of all the campers. We looked at their medical records, interviews, and a map of the campground. Then this led us to look at the possible causes to show all their similar symptoms, which were water contamination, food poisoning, and the mushrooms. Next, we examined some water samples under a microscope. This showed us the similarities in toilet water and stream water, which were circular brown or green rice-like particles. And then we used Koch's postulate to test if the circles were the cause. We tested some rats, and that showed that 97 out of the 100 rats died with similar symptoms, which were fatigue and diarrhea. So this led us to believe that the circles were the cause of the sickness. So then we brainstormed about what the circles could be, which has led us to determine whether or not they are alive. So then we needed to see how they're breathing. So we used BTB to test for carbon dioxide, which will tell us if the circles are breathing. The questions told us that the cellular respiration releases carbon dioxide as a waste product and consumes oxygen and glucose. So in the end, our hypothesis is that we think the circles are breathing.